Right now, officers are bracing for a potential another night as the crowd chanted as they went through downtown. Every city, every town burned the precinct to the ground. Democratic Representative Eddie Bernice Johnson of Dallas, Texas, will not seek re-election next year after spending 30 years in Congress. The 85-year-old made the announcement today. She joins 81-year-old Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy and 71-year-old Northern California Representative Jackie Speier, saying they will not run for re-election. SRN News.
Are you facing yet another holiday season alone? Are you missing the fun of real connections? When was the last time you met someone you were really excited about? So be honest, what does your love life look like? Hi, I'm Jackie Dorman. If you're looking for the answers to these questions, I've got a solution. I'm personally inviting you to join me and thousands of women just like you to my free Married in 12 Months Challenge, happening now at lovestories.com. From the privacy of your own home, you will become part of an amazing worldwide movement of women where you'll experience how to reclaim your love life, heal your heart, and unlock the secret to finding your spirit mate. Just sign up for my free Married in 12 Months Challenge at lovestories.com. The challenge is happening now at lovestories.com. That's lovestories.com.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
It's been such a crazy day. Traffic on I-65 is nuts. I've still got to pick up the kids. I am just ready to be home. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Southern Bells came today. Today is my favorite day of the week.
With all the busyness of daily life, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a clean house with fresh sheets on your bed? For years, Southern Bells Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of the River Region. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Are you receiving unemployment? Your benefits could be at risk. Here's how you can protect yourself and your benefits. Never respond to mail notifying you of a false claim in your name. Never answer a text message asking you to verify your account. And only respond to official Alabama Department of Labor's social media pages. Report fraud at labor.alabama.gov/fraud. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Labor, ABA, and the station. The Alabama Department of Labor is an equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities. Dial 711 for TTY accessibility.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's been a little chilly over the last couple of days. We expect a little bit of a warm-up tomorrow, but for tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight low temperature down to about 45. Tomorrow we're going to be dry and I think a little warmer. Probably low 70s for a high on Sunday afternoon. Chance of scattered showers on Sunday night as a frontal system moves through the state. Then look for another big cool down, especially Monday and Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. It looks like the coldest air of the season so far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Ain't that the truth? Okay, listen to this.
This is not something you're going to see every day under one roof. I have the incredible Dr. Judy Mikowicz and, of course, the incomparable Mickey Willis, who have put together the series Plandemic, Plandemic Series, and out now is a book coming forward about their series, and they're going to make Plandemic 3. Dr. Judy, it's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure, and good to be on The Steel Truth again.
Yes. Yeah. Mickey.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, so the world right now is really holding its breath. And Dr. Judy and both of you have done an amazing job of explaining the diabolic plan that's been behind this. There's been other contributors, of course, notwithstanding, but you two really brought it to the forefront with your movie. Right now, where do you see this turning? Let's just look at the big picture before we go into the micro stuff. Let's talk macro.
Macro for me is we won. At a scientific level now, we can fully appreciate why never can we have another inoculation and consider it a vaccination. And so we can see that when we explain that science, that the CDC even changed just a week or so ago. The definition now is not immunity, but protection from COVID, protection. And we put it in italics. So we've won now because we can write these legal affidavits, proof of vaccination, and that would be immunization, vaccination, and that would be our God-given immunity. For those people who had COVID, they're immune, and they exceed the CDC requirement. And then we have them certifying under penalty of perjury in a legal affidavit that they take the appropriate every monthly booster, every 21-day booster of an oral vaccination, which would be hydroxychloroquine, which was published in 2005 to be a vaccine not only for SARS but for HIV. So there you have we know the spike protein has HIV sequences, so we're actually helping people stay well with this immunization strategy, so they're not asking for an exemption from vaccine or immunity. They don't have to do PCR testing. What they do is say, I am proof of immunization and exemption from the EUA inoculations, which we know will damage anyone's immune system.
This is so exciting. You're not going to hear this on mainstream media. So the question for you, Mickey, is because you did such an amazing job with the Plandemic series, is how are we going to bust through this censorship wall right now? Do you feel as if, when you look at, say, the resident in the White House, his approval rating at 28%, okay? So we busted through the magic 70% disapproval. That's public opinion, their awareness. Where are we, with your temperature gauge, on a public awareness of what's happening right now and the effectiveness of what Judy just talked about?
Well, we're in a good place right now because Biden is the gift that keeps giving. As crazy as the policies and rapid push of these mandates has occurred, tens of thousands of people are waking up daily. And not only are they waking up, but they're in action. So I'm at the intersection of at least a dozen major technology inventions that are being created right now to overcome the censorship. So all this situation has done is forced the resilient human organism to be innovative and to create solutions to the problem that they've created. And so very soon we're going to see a flurry of decentralized technologies that can never be disrupted and that will be ours. And so I want to thank the tyrants for pushing us into such action so that we could get off our butts and create this stuff that's now being created. And to all of the people who have stepped up as a result of this to just get past the complaining stage and do something about it, thank you to the citizens who have stepped up to do this, because this is truly a display of incredible. I always say that the Great Reset has been rebranded as the Great Awakening. So that's where we are.
I would agree with you on that. I talk about becoming an American state national and rejecting the corporate tyranny of our federal government. And there's a lot to that to unpack. But if you take it on the premise that the administrative state is what is running this country right now, it's not our constitutional republic. The NIH, the CDC, the FDA, these are government agencies. They are not chartered in our Constitution. How can you, Dr. Judy Mikowitz, how can you package that in a way that the layperson can understand what Mickey's talking about with thanking the tyrants, but also with the technology and what we're learning and has been proven by these administrative agencies with the ability to solve AIDS and other diseases with hydroxychloroquine? How do we take that and move forward through the government? Do we have to burn down the government at large as it is, or do we have a path forward with the existing tyrannical infrastructure?
Well, I think we have to change those agencies. You know, on our call to action slide yesterday in our talk, it said immediate moratorium on all inoculations, on all vaccines other than the oral vaccines. It said eliminate the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, you know, completely restructure the FDA, the CDC, the NIH. It's criminal. It's an organization of censorship. And I think because we show the science, our last book or our latest book, Ending Plague, the subtitle is A Scholar's Obligation in an Age of Corruption. So knowing my colleagues and knowing the good people in science of the last 40 years, I simply put the science out there and I wait for scholars like Stephanie Seneff, like Joe Cummins, like Luc Montagnier, like Chris Shaw, and we highlight them. And so those scholars came to us and offered solutions, and that's what we're providing everybody. So the innovation in the tech industry is the innovation in the science industry. So many people came to me with solutions, and we can heal this. And then science will start publishing truth again, because you just can't cover up the data.
That's a beautiful sound. And again, these are some informations that you all are both dropping, haven't been even published anywhere yet. So we're very appreciative of your time. I'd like to address the fact that right now, you know, practicing medicine is practicing for a reason. It takes science, but it takes practice. It's not a definitive art. However, there's been some times when science has proved things to be very black and white, a la hydroxychloroquine and other agents that have positive impact. How can you assure the public, I'm going to start with you, Mickey, how can you assure the public going forward that we can put trust back into our medical agency, not even agencies, but our medical professionals, because we feel like we've been misled? And the Nuremberg Code calls for those that even if they're not perpetrating the crime against humanity, but they're aware of it and saying nothing, they're guilty as charged as well.
Well, you know, one of the ways that we restore trust and faith is by being trustworthy. And one of the things that I want to mention, too, is because you mentioned the phrase, you know, do we burn it down? And I will say that, you know, my former party, that's their job to burn.
And this is great. I'll finish this when I get back from this 3-minute break.
It sounds kind of like bleep.
When I crank it, it makes this sound.
When you turn left, it goes.
Well, mine goes.
I think there's something wrong.
We know exactly what you're talking about.
Your friends at Tire City and Automotive Service are speaking your language. Visit one of our two locations, Atlanta Highway or Woodley Road. Tire City!
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Hey, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and...
Oh, Bill, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Hey y'all, this is Becca from the Fantail. I want to invite you and your families out to eat with us. For those of you that don't know, we are no longer a buffet. We have a full menu that covers all appetites. From seafood to steak to chicken, fried or grilled to perfection. We have fresh shut draw oysters delivered every Wednesday. We have big screen TVs up for all you sports lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or scratch made cocktail. But remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts. When you think dinner, think Fantail, where we are always off the hook.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers personal loans with no fees, ever. Banks offer coffee. So, what's more important? A Marcus by Goldman Sachs loan with no fees that could help consolidate debt or bank coffee that tastes like bank coffee? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs & Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA. Member FDIC.
Hey, welcome back. Let's get back into this.
Burn everything down. Our responsibility now is to use the Buckminster approach, which is to build a new system that renders the old system obsolete. And so we don't have to get involved in the burning down or the tearing down of anything. We just need to keep creating and innovating systems that are so much better that the old systems just pale in comparison and people will jump off of them. And so even the people that are still stuck on one side of the fence, the doom side of the fence, they know that something's wrong, at least.
Yeah.
You know, they know something's wrong, and their lives are not working that well. They're not, you know, their marriages are collapsing, their families are falling apart. So they know something is wrong. And so if we can provide for them an alternative, they understand that Facebook is a cesspool of hate and Twitter and all of this. They're all responding to that and recognizing that they're not as happy as they were just a few years ago. And so if we can provide a space where we allow for the true expression of the human spirit at all times and to restore our ability to listen to each other and to communicate, which is pivotal for any relationship, then they're going to gradually migrate to where the energy is better and the experience is better and more supportive of their life and their dreams and their passions and their purposes. And so let's just keep creating from that space and build it, and they will come. And that's what we're witnessing with all the technologies that we're involved in.
That's a great way to look at it, and I really appreciate that perspective. Thank you very much for that. I really mean that. Thank you very much. Dr. Judy, if you were born in the 1700s and you had the technology that you have today, knowing what you know now, and if somebody, say, I don't know, Sam Adams tapped you on the shoulder and said, hey, we need a little help over here. We're kind of drafting something. What would your contribution to our Founding Fathers' documents look like?
Probably what Benjamin Rush tried to do, because Benjamin Rush actually tried to put in medical freedom because he predicted there would be a day when that would be how our liberties would be taken away. So he tried, but didn't get it done. So that I would follow the history of Benjamin Rush and do it that way.
Why do you think they wouldn't permit him to be incorporated in those documents?
I honestly don't know, for me, it's a little like now, and I actually learned this watching a documentary about John Adams, and so remember the smallpox.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of strange. You know, probably this thinks this is strange to go back to that, but I watched. And, you know, smallpox was raging and John and everybody was out with the revolution. So Abigail was home and you know, getting closer and closer and protecting and isolating and staying away. So it's an interesting watch that documentary on John and Abigail Adams. So she one day went to get vaccinated. And what they did was they were driving through the village with somebody dying of smallpox and the pock marks, and they were taking the pus and they were inoculating it under the skin. Well, everybody was basically fine except Abigail. I know, the oldest daughter, and she was about 13 or 12, and she got very sick. And they thought they didn't get her the vaccine close enough. And that she got the smallpox. And what it was cowpox was the vaccine. The milkmaids got pock marks. So what we got was cowpox. We didn't get the human disease causing entity. And really interesting, years later she got breast cancer and died. And so they went through that in the documentary. So I'm like, you know, and Dr. Rossetti even wrote it in the book. And he wrote it rather arrogantly, and I let him do it, because it's like, Frank, when are you going to grow up? But he wrote when he was a small child, his mom sent him back there and said, you go get a vaccine for polio, and the doctor said, oh, those don't work. I don't believe in that. And so she sent the kids home, and the mom said, you take your brother and sister back, and you get that vaccine. And shortly after that, the doctor's daughter got polio. And Frank used that as, see, there was polio out there, and it was, the vaccinated were spreading the disease. And so it's not the unvaccinated. And when we look at today, so you really don't want to leave me around watching TV very much, because I never knew this. I'm not a historian. That's my husband. That's not me.
Okay.
Can I ask something that was mentioned earlier, but I just want to clarify it, because you said that hydroxychloroquine was developed as a vaccine.
No, it was in 2005, hydroxychloroquine was found to be a vaccine for SARS, the original severe acute respiratory syndrome virus. So interestingly, and I showed this in our slideshow yesterday, the book Called for Life, it was in the biblical sense, Kent and Amber Brantley, they got Ebola in 2014. And the doctor, his name was John, that headed up this Christian missionary, used hydroxychloroquine. Yeah. He infused saline and he put him in a dark room and prayed for him. Calm him down, keep any kind of inflammation, stress, and let a strong young man make the antibodies. And in Liberia, 21,000 people died, and only a little boy, a 5-year-old, and this man's. And so what they also did was take blood from this little boy and give it to Kent Brantley, and he got very sick, Dr. Kent. And so the reason why John used hydroxychloroquine is he did malaria is you know, widespread there, so he didn't want his immune system looking for malaria and fighting a war on three fronts. He wanted him medicated so that he didn't get a malarial infection and the immune system didn't go towards that. And of course, it turned out now that we appreciate the mechanism in that. And of course, Tony Fauci appreciated the mechanism because he's the one that said this in 2005. But these doctors were just smart doctors. And so they just did the right thing and they stopped. That was Tony Fauci's real attempt to get them. So, you know, again, we knew the doctors. There's no accidents.
So for those of us who have ingested hydroxychloroquine, can we say honestly that we've been vaccinated?
Absolutely, and that's what we do on forunitedsolutions.org. Shannon Croner was here yesterday. We changed the title of those affidavits to be proof of vaccination / immunization and exemption from EUA inoculations. And then you use your God-given immunity if you survived, because you've got antibodies and you won't get ADE, and you won't get pathogenic priming. If you use hydroxychloroquine, you're boosting it, and you'll get your type 1 interferon responses, your innate immune responses, and you'll truly be immunized, and you will exceed CDC's new guideline, because they changed the definition, knowing what we're saying now. Hey, when you expose the darkness, they're just going to go in and twist it. So now it's only protection from COVID-19. So you will have protection, and you won't need anything. You've got immunity.
You heard it here.
Okay, last question. Let's talk future. Let's future trip a little bit, shall we?
Sure.
Because you were talking about technology that's coming and it's innovation that's being driven by the tyrannical government, those that are controlling and censoring and hiding information like hydroxychloroquine, which the NIH has studied. There's also drugs out there like chlorine dioxide, which have also been proven effective against cancer.
Sure.
How is all of this going to change in the next, say, 12 months, 3 years, 5 years, 10? What is the progression of our medical community immunity going to look like? I'm going to start with you, Mickey, on that, because you like to future trip.
Yeah. I don't know from a medical perspective exactly, but I can say from a social perspective that what I witnessed, a big part of our job, the reason that we have had a great track record in being accurate with the information that we've released, is we have some very unique ways that we do research. And I will say the best way to explain it is we really keep a pulse of the people. There are ways to, I trust zero polls. Polls are just like fact checkers, you know? And so people say, you know, 80% or whatever, it means nothing to me. So we have a particular way that we monitor the social communications of the general public, and particularly of the people who are not awake to this agenda. And so from doing that, what we've witnessed is there is truly a mass awakening happening at a speed that is so far accelerated beyond my wild expectations. I knew when we hit the button to send Judy's movie out on May 4th, where we said, "May the 4th be with us," of 2020, I knew that what, you know, I had an idea of what we would endure, and I thought that it would last for 5 or 10 years. And the fact that we're a year and a half out, and we can already talk about things that I left out of Plandemic 1 and 2, things like depopulation and all of this, these hot-button subjects that we couldn't even talk about before. Now the whole world is talking about them. The fact that we have one of the major unintended consequences that I don't think we put enough emphasis and express enough gratitude for is the fact that the citizens, like never before, have become their own citizen journalists and researchers. And so when you have, you know this from, you know, doing your shows, everyone's informed now. And I've always said that when I go out and I try to, I used to be able to blow people's minds with new information. I can't do that anymore, because everyone is aware of everything that's occurring as it happens. The videos get shared instantly on Telegram and all
Thank
these
God.
Other platforms that people have migrated to. And so when information rises like that, so does consciousness.
Yep.
And so we're literally entering a new renaissance of a higher level of consciousness. It is why I named my company 20 years ago Elevate. The sole mission was to elevate consciousness. And I had no idea that it would take COVID-19 to actually cause that. Because we think, well, let's do it in all the positive ways, get people understanding the power of meditation and all the sacred, you know, rituals that help us understand the deeper purpose for being alive. But it actually sometimes takes the darkness to amplify the light. And that's what this situation has caused around the world, everywhere around the world. We are now engaged in a very similar conversation. And that conversation is about liberty, freedom, health, and what it is to be natural, to live.
Amen. Well said. Sometimes it takes the darkness to amplify the light. Well said. That's exactly right. And the way I like to put it is sometimes you got to be flat down on your back before you can look up and see God. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
New trucks are starting to arrive at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Don't wait. Come in and get yours before they disappear. Also, the new 2022 Blazers will be here this month. And as always, Larry Puckett has one of the largest selections of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs in the River Region. Christmas will be here soon, so if you have an extra vehicle you don't need, bring it by for an instant cash offer. I'm sure that Christmas cash will come in handy. Larry Puckett has great finance and service departments. These will make your Larry Puckett Chevrolet experience a dream. Look online at LarryPuckett.com and drop by the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. For over 40 years, you've counted on Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Get great buys on new Chevrolets as well as on the pre-owned cars and trucks. Stop by and see them on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or you can shop them online before you come by at LarryPuckett.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we are united to save our veterans money. Don't call the lenders with veterans in their name. Call the lender with veterans in their blood. As the children of military veterans, Kim and I understand what it means to serve, and we appreciate you.
VA mortgage rates have been low for quite some time, but today, VA rates trump them all. A Navy veteran in Prattville purchased his home 2 years ago. After hearing how much money we were saving other veterans, he picked up the phone and gave us a call. He was amazed to find he could lower his interest rate by more than 2%, saving him $283 a month. It gets better. Hold on to your hat. No appraisal, no income verification, no out-of-pocket, no hassle.
These amazingly low rates will go up. It's not a matter of if, but when. Call us to make your mortgage great again. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the preferred VA lender, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey folks, this is James Jones, owner and pharmacist of Jones Drugs in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, Montgomery, and now in Phenix City. This is the time of year that we stop and reflect on the things that we're thankful for. There are many things that I'm thankful for. As a cancer survivor, I'm thankful for my life. I'm thankful for my family and my friends, my country, and I could go on and on. Among those things I'm thankful for is you, our Jones Drugs family. Because of you, we have grown and continue to do so. Since 1996, the Jones family has been proud to serve the area and has always taken pride in service to our customers. Being a true locally owned pharmacy, you all are our neighbors and friends. We truly care about you and your family. Come let us show you how we can be your health partner and not just a pill store. Jones Drugs, now with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, two locations in Montgomery, and now in Phenix City. We look forward to serving you and hope you will take time to reflect on what you are thankful for as well.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The Victory Land Casino 7 days of giveaways is going on right now. We're giving away $250,000. Drawings throughout December. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. It's been a little chilly over the last couple of days. We expect a little bit of a warm-up tomorrow, but for tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight low temperature down to about 45. Tomorrow, we're going to be dry and I think a little warmer. Probably low 70s for a high on Sunday afternoon. Chance of scattered showers on Sunday night as a frontal system moves through the state. Then look for another big cool down, especially Monday and Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. It looks like the coldest air of the season so far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Count on the power, versatility, and dependability of Kubota equipment, and count on Capital Tractor for the customer service to back it up. Day in, day out, we're doing what we do to help you do what you do. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Let's finish this.
Naturally, to come back to the earth and put our hands in the soil, to grow our own food, to generate our own power, and to break the dependency upon our federal governments, because that is the mechanism that exists to enslave us.
Thank you for saying that and bringing it all back together, because it is God's law that is providing all of that for us that we have abdicated to the federal government in so many levels. Dr. Michalowicz, that question I just asked, can you add to that from the medical side? What do you think future tripping is going to look like for people on planet Earth?
Well, and I already see it right now, because in the science I just discussed, all you do is show that to a good scientist. I use the example of Dr. Stephen B. Balin, who's a magnificent scientist at Johns Hopkins University, and our collaboration almost 30 years ago. So we did 30 years ago Sunday. I defended my PhD thesis, and that's when he came and he asked me to give a talk, and we started a collaboration that was really a paradigm shifting study that the epigenetics seeks the expression of the virus. It's not the presence of the virus. So that's why the quick get the test. But we can even, you know, use the knowledge like a PCR. So I'm taking advantage of scientists who will look at that. And I gave it to him. I literally emailed him last week, and he answered me. And Frank and I were like, yeah, because we knew those scholars would honor their obligation in an age of corruption and just look at the data. We're scientists. We look at data. And so, like, you know, that you said with polls, you know, Tony Fauci's models, we look at data. And so it doesn't matter. So, and then the entrepreneurs, the young biotechs, I mean, go make $1 trillion, and it's a simple PCR test. Because if you got vaccine COVID, I call it, which they're calling COVID pneumonia or whatever, it's because the synthetic lipid nanoparticle takes a fever of 102 to bust. And so COVID pneumonia, all you will see is the spike protein. So do your PCR for the spike protein, and then do the regular SARS-CoV-2 and look for the guts of the coronavirus. You won't find it.
That's right.
And so with the other one, with the J&J and the Pfizer, you're going to find the adenovirus. And so if you don't find these two 50-50, it wasn't SARS-CoV-2. It was the vaccine. And you can tell the variants then. So you can do the data never lie. The data never lie. And it's like, nailed it. And so, and somebody will go make a fortune. Hey, all you people who bought that PCR machine and put it in your van and ran it around the world, make the right test. It's a simple primer. I can design it for you tomorrow and I'll give it to you. Go make a fortune, and we'll prove who's spreading the variants. Because, you know, data's data.
Okay. This is another future question, because I just thought of it as you're talking. But so many horrific things have happened. I mean, it's just been a true, true crime against our humanity. Mm-hmm. It's not a political statement. This is a fact. Mm-hmm. Nuremberg 2.0. We're seeing, you know, there's just so many aspects of how they violated Nuremberg Code from top to bottom. Would either of you want to sit on that panel when it comes time to try these people?
I think Judy belongs there.
Say that a moment.
I think Judy belongs there.
Sure. You know, I can fairly judge, and of course, I mean, data. Show me the data, and I'll show you knew the data. I'll show you knew hydroxychloroquine was a vaccine and you kept it from the people. I'll show you knew ivermectin was a powerful anti-cancer drug and you kept it from the cancer patients. They killed my daughter-in-law. I won't give up. I'll sit on that panel.
Yeah. We need a panel of 8 billion people is what we need.
Amen.
That's when it changes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you both. Dr. Judy Michalowicz, what an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you.
Mickey,
thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your continued support.
Thank you for everything. You heard it here only on Steel Truth. This is a very powerful duo, and these two are going to be recorded in history from where I'm sitting, and I think 8 billion other people are sitting, as the two that absolutely brought the darkness into light. They fostered the Great Awakening against incredible headwinds. History is not going to repeat itself after these two are done.
Wow, and that's what our task as Christians is, to expose the darkness to the light. Be not a part of it, but expose it to the light. That's what these people are doing. That's what I'm trying to do with this program, is to let you know the big picture of what's going on and why they're doing what they're doing. It is not a vaccine. They even admit that now. Now will somebody, for Christ's sakes, please be brought up on charges? Please. Of course, it's not going to happen, but you know. Moving on, the New York Times is stating that the Republican states, well, we're the ones causing all the vaccine problems.
in a story about Florida pushing back against the mandates from the tapioca bowl of pudding pretending to be president, the story confuses that with being against the vaccine. The jarring scene gave vaccine skeptics in Florida a big win and moved the state further away from the guidance of federal public health officials. Reflecting how a highly politicized pandemic has only become more so as Republican-controlled states confront the tapioca bowl of pudding administration's wide-ranging attempts to erase it. Wow. According to this newspaper, it's all just a ploy to get votes for the Republicans. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Well, we know who's behind it. We know who the main players are. I don't understand why this hasn't been, something hasn't happened and it hasn't been stopped. But it hasn't. Okay, I promised you the, let me see if I can find it, the story on what they were trying to do to Trump, and that broke. I don't think I've done it yet. You got to excuse me. I am losing it, losing my ability to function the way I should function. And it's not good, but it is what it is. Nothing I can do about it. Trump dossier. Here we go. If anyone still doubts whether former U.S. President Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election, new revelations this week should put that question to bed for good, with an FBI document showing it to be a total fabrication. The revelations in question take the form of an indictment laid against a Russian citizen living in the U.S., a man by the name of Igor Danchenko. The accusation against him is that he lied to the FBI when he was questioned about his role in the Russiagate affair. But the real scandal is not in the untruths he purportedly told officers, but in what the charges reveal about how Russiagate came into being. The origin of the scandal was, of course, the infamous Steele dossier, assembled by former British spy Christopher Steele, who had been commissioned by an American company, Fusion GPS, to dig up dirt on Trump on behalf of the Democratic Party. Steele then paid Danchenko to do the work for him. What the indictment reveals for the first time is that Danchenko, in turn, made use of the services of somebody referred to as PR Executive One, who has since been identified by the press as one Chuck Dolan. This is where things get interesting. As the charge sheet states, during his career, Dolan served as chairman of a national Democratic political organization, state chairman of President Clinton's 92 and 96 presidential campaigns, an advisor to Hillary Clinton's 2008 presidential campaign. So it turns out that the allegations that Trump was a Russian agent hinge on a report commissioned by the Democratic Party, which relied heavily on information provided by somebody who was once an official in that very party. This is extraordinary. Even stranger, the source of the claims that Trump was too close to the Russians was somebody who was very close to them himself. For as the indictment says, Dolan was employed to handle public relations for the Russian government and a state-owned energy company. Folks, remember the term that I've used on here, projection? When they accuse others from doing what they themselves do, this is how they roll. And remember something else I told you. They work via the opposite effect. In other words, contrary to convention, because that's how their God, and that's a little g, Satan, works. Reverse what they say, and you will learn what they really mean. PR Executive One served as a lead consultant during that project and frequently interacted with senior Russian Federation leadership. As it turns out, it wasn't the Republicans, but the Democrats who were chummy with the Ruskies. Ah, the irony. Danchenko's relationship with Dolan exposes a lot about where the claims in the Steele dossier came from. Danchenko was quite clear about his purpose, telling Dolan that he wanted to hear any thought, any rumor, any allegation. I am working on a related project against Donald Trump. So clearly this was not a piece of neutral research, but a hatchet job for which any odd, new, old, doesn't matter, any rumor about him would do. But if a rumor wasn't available, fabricate something. Again, as I told you, after Trump's surprise election, these Luciferian psychopaths will do anything to get this man out of office. Anything. Because he was interrupting their, well, they were afraid he was going to stop the abortion, Roe versus Wade, because of his appointments he was going to get to the Supreme Court. Of course, as we find out now, they didn't have to worry about that. But they were afraid that he was going to cut that off. And that's where they get a lot of their energy from, is the harvesting of the dead unborn children. That's a whole nother show in itself. Actually, we've done it on that. But anyway, this becomes clear in parts of the indictment dealing with the infamous PP tape, or the golden shower, which was total BS.
All right, I'll finish this when I get back from this short 3-minute break. Y'all stay with me.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Hello!
Creature, you only made 3 or 4 movies, and then you hung it up.
That's right, man. You know, I got tired of that Hollywood lifestyle, you know?
But it seems you did pretty well money-wise.
Yeah, man. You know, I made a big roll of dough, and I took it to my friend David Ernest.
The asset preservationist.
That's him, man, you know, and he took really good care of me.
I see.
And, you know, anybody can call David Ernest. Just grab your phone and dial 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
So David Ernest takes care of your money. What are you doing these days?
Oh, well, after I got out of the motion picture business, I went to seminary.
Seminary.
That's right, man.
So now you're...
That's right, man. I'm the preacher from the Black Lagoon.
Call David Ernest today, and someone get my agent on the phone.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold the odors that are apparent when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. How anybody ever believed anything this guy said or any of this dossier is hard to imagine. But believe it, they did, including the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Again and again in its indictment of Danchenko, the FBI accuses him of having seriously impeded the course of justice with all of his false statements. Now, Danchenko's fabrications, according to the FBI, helped send it off on wild goose chases while preventing it from properly investigating the Russiagate allegations. In making these claims, however, the FBI is being disingenuous. The organization's real errors came long before it got its hands on Danchenko, when it used the dossier to investigate Trump and, among other things, request the wiretapping of one-time Trump advisor Carter Page on the entirely false grounds that he was a Russian agent. The real problem was not that Danchenko lied to the FBI, if he did, but that the FBI believed the nonsense that he published in the dossier. But the truth, folks, is this. The Steele dossier was obviously garbage from the very beginning. Sensible commentators pointed this out the moment it was published, yet the FBI believed it and invested considerable resources in following up its claims, in the process blackening the names of innocent people such as Carter Page. And that is entirely the fault of the FBI, no one else. Unfortunately, in this sorry affair, it's the small fish who always end up getting caught. People like Danchenko, whose role in this sort of business was not insignificant, but ultimately fairly minor compared with that of the security officials, journalists, and politicians who took the rubbish he produced and ran with it. But sadly, you have to doubt that any of them will ever be held accountable. Amen to that. No, they won't be held accountable because they own the justice system. As I said over and over again, the justice system is now the just us system. because this is no longer of by and for the people. Not anymore. It's gone. The only question I have is, how long has it been gone? All right, moving on. I'm going to play you a Ron Paul, a short 5-minute Ron Paul thing. So let's do that. Like me some Ron Paul.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the weekly report. Great news, Biden's vaccine mandate is falling apart. The Biden vaccine mandate appears to be falling apart before it's even in place. From first responders to truck drivers to everyone in between, the message is clear. Many thousands are willing to be fired from their jobs rather than be forced to take a medical procedure they do not want. They have leverage and they are using it. We should support them. Grocery shelves are bare. Shipping containers continue to float offshore. Firehouses in New York are shut down. The Los Angeles County Sheriff warns that in the middle of a crime wave, half of his deputies may quit or be fired. Airlines are citing non-existent weather problems to excuse the fact that their employees are rebelling against forced COVID shots. The country is teetering on the edge of an economic abyss, and the Biden administration is doubling down. The only question is how far down the president is willing to drag his party and his own approval numbers to continue to push an unconstitutional, deeply unpopular, and thoroughly tyrannical forced vaccine on the population. If the vaccine provided a high level of immunity from the virus that did not wane over time, encouraging people to take the shot, which uses experimental technology, might make some sense. Though mandating it would still be immoral and illegal. But Biden's own senior health officials, such as CDC Director Walensky, have been telling us since August that the shot does not prevent against infection from the virus and does not prevent transmission of the virus. So it is not a vaccine by any definition of the term. That's why the CDC itself in September changed its official definition of the term vaccine to exclude the term immunity. The deception is so transparent. They say you must take the shot because it may prevent serious illness from the virus. But we know there are plenty of other things that may prevent serious illness from the virus. Media personality Joe Rogan was widely ridiculed for using ivermectin and other drugs and procedures to treat his bout of COVID-19. But it seems to have worked. Likewise, Green Bay Packers legendary quarterback Aaron Rodgers successfully treated his COVID with ivermectin and other procedures. Even though he now has natural immunity to the virus, he has been attacked by the mainstream media for not following Fauci's demands. Success means nothing. Only obedience matters. A new study of the effectiveness of the COVID shots is not good news for the Biden administration. Published in November in the scientific journal Nature, researchers followed 800,000 U.S. veterans for 6 months after receiving the shot. Between March and November, Moderna effectiveness fell from 85% to 58%, just a little better than a coin flip. The Pfizer biotech two-dose fell in effectiveness from 87% to 45%, and J&J fell in effectiveness from 86% down to 13%. As the Washington Times wrote about the importance of a new Nature study, factor in natural immunity and a case could be made, these vaccines are nearly worthless. So why is the administration pursuing this scorched earth policy on a vaccine mandate? Maybe we should look at how many lobbyists Big Pharma has on Capitol Hill. Maybe look at the revolving door between the FDA, the CDC, and Big Pharma. The word is corruption. And if the CDC's own adverse reaction database is accurate, it is killing thousands of Americans. Hold the line and resist the mandate.
Amen. Thank you very much, Dr. Paul. Well, something else that broke this week. In response to a Freedom of Information Act request filed months ago, the FDA has asked a federal judge to give them, listen to this, 55 years to release data related to the Pfizer COVID vaccines. Meanwhile, Americans are being forced by the tapioca bowl of pudding regime to take the vaccine to hold a job but have no rights to see how this vaccine was approved. You know, this reminds me of the constant pushback of the JFK files. They were supposed to be released decades ago. Now, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, which probably isn't a very good metaphor since I'm the only one in the room in the newly refurbished and astonishingly uncluttered Blue Water Studios. But it seems to me that as long as there can be consequences for the ones responsible for both the jab and the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the powers that shouldn't be will not be forthcoming with the truth about either one. That just blows me away. 55 years. In other words, there's stuff in there they don't want us to know about, folks. You better believe there is. Just like there's stuff in that the Kennedy investigation they don't want us to know, like maybe that the agency conspired with the mafia to kill our president. Bing, 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 bing. You better believe it. You better believe it. That is exactly right. As I've told you, it's got graphene in it, which is the most, see, how do I need to put this? Most conductive material made. So, gee, why would they be putting conductive material in your body? And why are magnets sticking to the injection site? Let's see, conductive material and magnets. What's the connection there? And why were men in hazmat suits putting up 5G antennas when everybody else was told to be locked down inside their home for their own safety? And why are they wanting to launch like 20,000 new satellites? Where could all this be headed to? Gosh, I don't know. I can only imagine. Unbelievable. Peter McCullough, an internist, cardiologist, epidemiologist, and full professor of medicine at Texas A&M College of Medicine in Dallas, Texas, analyzes evidence that shows that the purported COVID vaccines are very dangerous and more people are dying from the injections rather from the illness that's being diagnosed as COVID. Duh. He said, Dr. McCullough said that if Americans stopped taking COVID vaccines in late April after many COVID injection-linked deaths were reported, then he contends that America's failed to meet Joe Biden's target, the tapioca bowl of pudding pretending to be president's target, of 70% vaccination rate. He said that people are walking off the job rather than risking their lives by taking these experimental jabs. According to a September 2021 analysis, the COVID shots have killed five times more seniors than the infection. In younger people and in children, the risk associated with the COVID shot compared with the risk of contracting COVID-19 and dying is bound to be even more pronounced. 50% of reported deaths from COVID-19 vaccination occur within 24 hours and 80% occur within the first week. We have previously reported that the totally corrupt and treasonous CDC counts people as unvaccinated if they only receive one dose of the COVID injection. And if it's been less than 2 weeks since they received their second jab. Data shows higher vaccination rates do not translate into lower COVID-19 case rates. Of course they don't. This has nothing to do with COVID. This is everything. Look, COVID is an enhanced version of the flu, which attacks comorbidity, people who have a lot of comorbidity issues. And that would be from these America's fast food diet, the GMOs, all the crap that they're putting in the foods. All of that stuff is a comorbidity issue, and COVID is just setting it off. This is the Hegelian dialectic all over again. The only reason they even released this COVID thing was to make you take the jab, which is where the danger lies. Do not take the freaking jab. It's that simple. Don't take it. It will kill you, okay? Sorry, I just get so upset because I don't see how people can't see this. I just don't understand. Well, we're going to have something interesting happen in Oklahoma because their National Guard and the head of their National Guard says they refuse to be mandated to take something they don't want to take. So this is going to be interesting.